in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may all be seated. And our second session this afternoon will have Reverend Isaac Oyedepo. I'm sure you all were blessed by, you remember, what are the wings? I say you remember now. The wings are what? Faith. The eagle is who? The wind is who? How many things? First one. Worship. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. Fifth one. No, are you reading from the book? Sixth one. Seventh one. You will listen. All right. Let's welcome Reverend Isaac Oyedepo to the rostrum.
Hallelujah. Can we give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords all the praise and all the glory? Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and grateful for Wolfbeck. Thank you for this preparation that you are taking us through. We give you praise for the word that you've been sending our way, starting from the set man over this house, Pastor Kwoju. The eye-opening revelations you've taken us through, every speaker has delivered your will for the season. We are truthfully grateful. We give you all of the praise. Now, Holy Spirit, in this session, we ask that you have your way. Teach us by yourself. Glorify Jesus. And for all you do, I vow to return all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Pastor, thank you so very much. This is a high honor for us to be a part of what we've always followed over the years. And I'm trusting God that He will add yet again something extra this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And so we already had the review from Pastor Kwoju, so we can go right into what the Lord has for us. Today we'll be sharing on the pain of rebirth. The pain of rebirth. I've been told that this is supposed to be a teaching session, so we'll take our time without taking much time. The pain of rebirth, and we are considering this as the eagle's path. The pain of rebirth. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But they that do wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So there again we see the wings, we see the eagle, and we see the wind. We examined that yesterday, but we want to highlight what every eagle must subscribe to, and that is rebirth. The eagle, we are told, can live up to 70 years on one condition. That on the 40th year, it makes a decision either to die or to be reborn to live. And that rebirth takes pain. Prophet Danso already began to examine that. And so after the session, I told him, I said, you are going into my teaching for tomorrow. The beak must be broken. The feathers must be plucked up. And it must do that on the 40th year, not the 41st. Not the 38th, not the 39th. This is why timing is crucial. But this takes a lot of pain. So yesterday we looked at the glory of the eagle, but now I'm showing you the pain of the eagle. Every eagle must subscribe to this pain, and very shortly we'll see where faith comes into this work of the eagle. They that do wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So just like natural eagles go through the pain of rebirth, every spiritual eagle must subscribe and embrace the pain of rebirth. Before the glory comes the pain. There is pain that the eagle must subscribe to in order to be reborn. And so we want to quickly examine these main points, and then we'll go into some other things as we go ahead. The first thing we must appreciate is the necessity of rebirth. The eagle cannot even subscribe to this pain in the comfort zone. The eagle must subscribe to this pain in the place of separation. So the eagle mounts up to the mountain, separates itself. No one knows where the eagle is. Missing in flight doesn't mean the future doesn't still have a flight. That no one knows where you are seated now doesn't mean in your future that will not change. But there is a pain that must be subscribed to the necessity of rebirth. Rebirth is not optional. It is essential for growth. I'm saying this because I sense in my spirit that a number of us, as soon as Wafbeck ends, there is a mountain to climb. There is a separation to embrace. There are pains you've been running away from to now hug and embrace and say, it is necessary for my next level. The reason why many have overstayed at a realm is because they are afraid of the pain that the next level calls for. No one ever ascends to the next level without embracing the necessity of rebirth. So one, we want to ensure that we understand that there is a necessity to this thing. It is not optional. We are talking about the eagle, talking about the wind, talking about the wings. Hear this. There is a necessity of rebirth. Number two thing we must consider is the pain in the process. Psalms chapter 34 verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. Pain often accompanies transformation. So, I must emphasize before we go too deep into this that pain is not punishment. Pain is preparation. Pain is not punishment. Pain is preparation. Number three thing we want to quickly consider, very quickly, I know it seems like I'm going very fast, but please follow this. There is the necessity of rebirth. There is the pain in the process. Number three is there is a wilderness season for every man, for every eagle that truly soars. Jesus Christ, our perfect example of the eagle of eagles. After his announcement, the Bible says the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Until we change our perspective of the word wilderness, we will never embrace entering one. It wasn't the devil that led him, but the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Jesus had to enter into the wilderness. And if you follow the Gospels very well, that was after his announcement. He was proclaimed as the Son of God. He was stamped by that voice that came from heaven, and immediately the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Last year, 2024, the Lord said to me personally, and then gave the word that we can begin to spread it everywhere we go, that it is time for believers to dwell in the wilderness and only visit the city. That does not mean changing your physical location. It's talking about the state of your walk with God. He said, dwell in the wilderness. Haven't you read? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. There is a place to dwell. The problem is many of us are visiting His presence. We don't live there. He didn't say visit. He said dwell there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. The Bible says about John that he remained in the wilderness until his time of showing. Don't be among those showing who are not dwelling. There is a difference between you announcing yourself and Him announcing you. When it is your time to be announced, even those who will announce you may not be giving notice ahead of time. It is God saying, time has come. I know this one. I have tested him. I have proven him. I have dealt with him. I have broken him down. He understands what this is about.